Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unwiring Minds. This is Raquel Pasbergia, your host, and today we have Erin Smith with us. She is the founder, producer, and host of What We Crave, and she's here to talk to us about really what it is to change the habits that we have and how there's hope in the fact that we can change our habits. And maybe it's cravings regarding food, like sodas or things like that, and the fact that we are able to rewire our mind and shift those into positive habits. So I'll let you get right to it.
Raquel, thanks for having me. You're so awesome. Love your energy and your vibe, and thanks for everything you're doing to just get this out into the world, because this isn't in mainstream media. I think the mainstream media kind of teaches us you're stuck forever and there's no way out and deal with it and this is how it is, and it's not. You can get unstuck, you can totally rewire things and change your life. It's just being aware of it and learning, and that's what we're here for. So thanks for all you do. And I know I'll try and just give the fire hose jam really quick, give as much gold as I can. But for me, I started my whole journey with What We Crave because I was having the F it moment, which is when your brain blacks out, you get really have some kind of trigger, you black out and you eat all the things. So I call it the F it moment. Normally I would say the real word, but anyways, you're like, I'm just like, I've worked in the health space for 15 years and I know better and I'm still doing it, and I miss Health Nut and I cannot stop eating and I know there's something going on, and I can't, I am just stuck. What the heck is going on with me? And so I went on a deep dive and just started filming interviews on why do we have the F it moment and black out and eat all the things. And it's a lot of rewiring the brain, and there's a lot more to it, but my mission was all about figuring it out for myself, and in turn I get to help a ton of people. And so you want me to just dive into the
Yes.
things? I'll just go
Go
for it.
ahead.
All right, cool. So I interviewed 50 people, and over 50 people, experts, celebrity, health celebrities, real life stories, and there's so many common connecting the dots things that are underneath what we're really craving with food addiction. And it's always deeper than the food. But pertaining to this podcast, there's some really key things that are just gold that I wanted to share that helps with emotional eating, food addictions, and cravings, and rewiring the mind. Because again, you can get out of it. And that's the thing I really wanted to bring was this is, I just want to bring hope, because there's so many, for 15 years, I was like, frick, I'm stuck again. What is going on with this? I did it again. I did it again. And once you learn, then you're like, oh, I can get out. Okay, there's hope. I can get out of this. And that's what I wanted to bring, is you can, as much as Western medicine doctors might tell you, nope, you can't, you're stuck like this forever. It's not true. You can absolutely rewire the mind. So the first probably biggest interview I did was with Ashley DeLello. She was formerly on Dancing with the Stars, had chronic pain, 15 years of chronic pain, and had to figure out how to rewire her brain to get unstuck. And so now she works with clients on rewiring the brain on anxiety, depression, and basically any issues with weight loss, emotional eating, cravings, food addiction, any type of addiction. And she rewired her brain and got out of the mess herself. And now that's her pain to purpose story. But she has this program called Bioemotional Healing. Again, I don't get paid to say this. This is just to help. But she has a program that she coaches people how to rewire your brain to get out of chronic pain, get out of food addiction, anxiety. And she dives deep on the triggers and really, I mean, she's phenomenal what she does now. And it's all about rewiring the brain. And the key things that I've learned from her interview is, number one, you can absolutely get out, do anything if your mind can be rewired and get out of those loops. So we're basically just caught in a loop, and our brain has carved these sort of neural pathways where it's, we had something happen to us, and it's like something happens, trauma, trigger, go to the fill in the blank. And we just get caught in this loop. And over time, we're looping to the point where we can't get out of the loop. So we have to carve a new loop and carve a new path. And that's how, what she teaches. I'm like, okay, awesome. Tell me how to do it, Ashley. And it's not like, oh, just hit the easy button. It definitely takes work. But the biggest thing is you have to get your nervous system regulated, and you have to have awareness around it first. So one, you have to be even aware that what you're doing and what your body's doing is connected to a loop in your brain. The second is you have to go deep into, because I wasn't even aware for years. I was just like, I'm just eating because I'm just eating. I didn't even know that it was a trigger. And so you have to get into the trigger. You have to go into the trigger really deeply and understand, what am I feeling? What did I feel back then? And how can I rewire and retrain that thought so that I don't have the trigger anymore? And this comes from a lot of deep work, which, you know, you can dive into her work and she'll fill in more, but you have to regulate your nervous system there's meditation, through journaling, tapping. But basically the idea is you want to get your nervous system to a point where it's calm in the face of those triggers so that you don't have the trigger anymore to reach for the thing. And so again, you have to feel safe on the inside first. Your nervous system has to feel safe, because often that's what something is going on in the body where we're not feeling safe, or we are, something's triggered and our brain just goes immediately to the thing. So it's really understanding your triggers and what happened to you, and then rewiring a new thought and getting your nervous system to match. And then that's where you start. Breath work is huge too, in finding that, like, if you can look into Wim Hof, you can look into ice cold plunges, cold showers, breath work. Like, I mean, there's so much gold in regulating your nervous system and your brain, and rewiring those triggers with breath work. That's amazing. I interviewed Josh Trent on that. So that's another one. The next one is Dr. Zach Bush. I interviewed with, the gut brain connection. So you could be, it doesn't matter what you do. If your gut is not working, your gut and your brain are directly connected. So if you do not have good gut health, your brain health will suffer, and you will not be able to do, your brain just isn't going to be functioning. Like, it just won't. And if your brain isn't functioning, how can you rewire your brain when it's everything, the synapses are not working, nothing's firing, it's leaking. If your gut's leaking, your brain's leaking. Like, you've got to get that. Number one, you've got to get the gut sealed up so that your dopamine, serotonin, and your brain starts working correctly, because it'll contribute to your thought patterns, which then keeps you in the bad loops that we don't want to be in. Not bad loops, but it keeps you in the loops you don't want to be in anymore. And so Ion Gut Health is one of the most amazing. You can look it up, look up Zach. Like, again, I don't get paid for this. It is clinically proven. It's all natural. It is proven to seal up the leaks in the gut, protect you from environmental toxins that are causing the leaks, and restore the gut microbiome. And so I started taking this, and not only did my bloating go way down, but my brain started firing better. My brain fog started going away. I just felt like a human again, because that was part of my issues. My gut was leaking really bad. And so I would reach for the food to eat and eat the things to feel better, because my gut was leaking really bad. And so when you can fix the gut, you can fix the brain, which then fixes your triggers and all of your patterns that will lead you to eat the things. So you just got to remember that there's always a gut-brain connection that has to be looked at, no matter what diagnosis you have, no matter what is the problem. Gut-brain is always mandatory. Dive into Dr. Zach Bush's content. He's great. He's a legend in the health space. Yes. He is phenomenal. And it's really just reconnecting to nature. And when you plug back into nature and you plug your gut back into nature and your brain, the whole thing starts to function in a different way. And so unplugging from technology, from screens, granted, this is great, but, you know, on the regular, like, we're supposed to be in nature all the time. And when you can plug back into nature, magic happens in a nutshell. And that's where we've lost our connection to nature, is why we have these problems, and that's part of the rewiring of the brain is reconnecting to nature and getting your gut fixed. The last one that was really powerful, he's one of the most just raved about interviews, was David Zappizzotti. You need him on this podcast too, but he actually rewires the brain by focusing on the negative. So, you know, a lot of people say focus on the positive. Yes. He goes all in on the negative and is able to get people. We're talking like people with severe issues with food addiction, obesity, where they're like caught in loops, like 20 years of soda addiction, things like that, where they cannot get out and they need like severe help. He's known for this. It's called the brain flip, and he will get people out of he has a testimonial of a 20-year soda addiction he got rid of he flipped in 2 weeks. And it's because he's going into the negative, which is what happened in your life. And he has a series of specific things he does, which I can't give away, but he has a specific thing that he goes into that deep, deep, deep wound, and then is able to take you through specific things, specific meditations, specific processes that rewire the brain in a way to where you don't have the problem anymore. Because again, it was never about the food. It was about what happened to you that caused your brain to loop into this, like, have the trigger, do the thing, have the trigger, do the thing. And so he gets into the trigger and is able to dismantle it in a way that you can break an addiction so fast because you're finally getting to the root cause. And he's known for that. Brain flip weight loss is what he's known for. And it's powerful because you're not broken. You're literally right. Just caught in a loop. And it's such a beautiful thing to go, oh, I'm not stuck. I just have to get to the root of it. And it's always in that loop that we've got to just rewire and carve a new path. And it's doable and it's easier than we think if we actually just spend the time to learn and then do the thing. That's what I noticed too, is I would learn so much, but then I would never actually do the work. And I'm like, oh, that's the other part, is learning is one thing, opening your eyes and expanding into this world, and then going, oh, okay, now I got to either work with a coach, do the work myself, but I've got to make an effort to do the work. And that comes from a space of worthiness. So, like, I am worth it to change my life and I can do this and it's not hopeless and I'm going to get out of this. And you got to have your own back. You got to be your own hero. No one's coming to save you but you. So when you move into that place of empowerment and worth, and then you start to invest in the people that will help you, I mean, it's just like magical, life changes so fast, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So
that's why we're here. Yeah.
I actually wanted to ask you. So
yeah.
Recommend for people, so people maybe now after listening to this, they're identifying the fact that, hey, like, maybe my habit that I have with maybe food, drinks, whatever it is, maybe this habit isn't as positive as I thought it was. And they're realizing that they want to make a change. They want to rewire their mind. They want to get started. What would be your number one piece of advice for someone that just identified this and they want to get that action started so that they can maybe change that habit from a negative one, flip it around, or transform it towards something that might be positive, that might be something that benefits them truly? So what would you recommend?
Yeah. Ooh, my first step. That's so good. Because there's so many. And what I noticed is it's different for everybody, because for me, it wasn't the same as other people. But what I noticed is you have to get quiet enough to listen to your freaking intuition. You have to get quiet enough and clear out the noise and the distraction to go, okay, I know this isn't helping. I'm ready for help and I'm open. And you have to open yourself to help and lean into, you know, I think people who hear this podcast, it's energetically coming to people that are looking for it. So I think the first step is leaning in and starting to learn about it, because I wasn't able to change my brain until I learned, you know? So you have to learn, and working with a coach, find a coach that works for you, or I mean, a great place to start your podcasts, like yourself, or if you want more information on detailed stuff on like food addiction, you can listen to my summit. It's on whatwecrave.com, and that has all the experts in one hub. So I think it's just educating yourself, because that's when I noticed it really changed, is I have to actually learn why first. And it's like awareness first, then learn why, then add the things do the things to actually make the changes. And so it's going to be different for everybody. My gateway was I actually added in the gut health supplement that I was talking about. Ion Gut Health was my first, like, just from a physical standpoint. And then I added in all the educational things. And then just started listening, like, who's the best fit for me, and actually investing in myself, and instead of just learning, actually doing it. So I would say educate yourself first, because you're going to know what you need from based on your life, and it's not cookie cutter. It's not, everyone's different. So go based on your gut and what's going to fit best for you. But as far as like opening my brain up and like changing my physical cravings, food addiction patterns, that was like an easy win that made it easy to get off the hamster wheel, besides all the things I talked about, was, My first job was a superfood company that I worked for. It was a really high-end doctor's like nutraceutical company called Biopharma Scientific. They had this product called NanoGreens, and I was a rep for them. And I sold NanoGreens to like doctors dealing with patients with cancer and really high-end stuff. And that changed my cravings literally down the hatch within seconds. You feel so, it's such a high-end, like 55 different superfoods in one scoop, and it's 10 servings. So it's just like this high nutrient dense, yummy. It actually tastes good. There's no sugar in it. It's sweetened with stevia. Beautiful, like just killer product. And I immediately changed my state. And I was like, if I can change my state immediately just with that, I know it started to get me out of that loop of like, oh, I feel better. I don't have the cravings that I used to, so I'm not going to reach for the food. So physical, like immediate change, that's what I did for me. Because if you fill your body up with high nutrients, your cravings go way down. So it's just knowing which product to use that actually works. It's legit. And they're based out of San Diego. They're not in mainstream media. So of course, you know, you're not going to find it very easily. But I found that, and that was like game changer on top of the gut health supplement. Those two were like, just I preach that till the day I die, like for life-changing results, like instantly. Yeah,
it's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on here today and sharing all of this knowledge that you have, all of this advice. I think that everybody has so much to learn from you, and I'm excited to see our listeners. I hope that you join the summit and you learn some more from all of these experts. And thank you again for coming on here, and to the listeners, I'll see you next time.